New at the movies this weekend, Flight, about an airline pilot who saves a plane from crashing, but an investigation reveals disturbing stuff about him.
I see nothing but houses!
Listen to me, trim us nose down.
Plane fell apart at 30,000 feet.
We're gonna roll it.
What do you mean roll it?
Ready? Here we go.
Christian Toto, assistant editor with Big Hollywood, says Flight is very satisfying.
I think that the commercials and trailers for the film don't really go fully involved in the story. This is really a tale about alcoholism, but obviously the beginning of the film and the thrust of it does deal with an airline pilot who pulls off a miraculous landing. His plane's in trouble. Denzel Washington is the pilot in question, and he saves about 100 people's lives with this miraculous landing, but they find out that he had some alcohol in his system when he was flying that plane, and things get more involved from there. You know, I feel like the last few years we've seen Denzel in movies where he's always good, he's always compelling, but kind of the best thing about mediocre movies, even if it's an action movie, nothing very memorable, but you know, it's always better off having Denzel Washington in a movie. This is a film that's really worthy of his talents. It's an excellent motion picture. It's a great character study of a man really just battling his demons and also fighting for survival. If he gets convicted of these charges, he could be in jail for a long, long time, but you know, he's such a talented man, he's such a good pilot, and he's so used to telling lies to cover up his addiction that he may just get away with it. So it's a really compelling story. There's lots of interesting morality tales interwoven into the story. Again, Denzel Washington is terrific. I suspect he's going to be one of the 5 best actor nominees this year. He's often a favorite in this category just because he's so good. This is just a wonderful film. It is dark at times. I don't think it's depressing. I think it's captivating. And let me tell you, probably the worst in-flight movie you'd ever see, because those opening moments where he's landing the airplane are harrowing. It's a wonderfully tense and taut sequence, and it really kind of sets up the whole movie.
So we won't look for it in the middle of a flight to London or something.
I hope not.
But we will look for it at the theater this weekend. Let's move to another film called The Details. Could I sum it up as a dark suburban comedy?
Sure, absolutely. With a terrific cast, too. Tobey Maguire and Elizabeth Banks play a husband and wife, and they're in suburbia, and he is battling some raccoons who are going into his yard and mucking around with the grass and creating havoc in his garden. And he gets kind of obsessed with them, but the story truly takes off from there. It's more about the relationship between the two people, how there's unhappiness and a lack of intimacy in their relationship. And then Maguire's character strays a bit. And then the film takes an interesting turn. It's almost like 2 films in one. One is a kind of a how low can a fellow go and how many emotional disasters can he set in motion? And the second half of the film almost has a, remember the movie Crimes and Misdemeanors with Woody Allen. It has sort of another morality tale woven into the story. But this one is far less successful. You had a wonderful cast, including the 2 I mentioned, also Kerry Washington and Ray Liotta has a couple of very powerful scenes, but I just didn't think that these 2 different kinds of stories mesh well together. There's some interesting elements here. It isn't cookie cutter, that's for sure, but I think they're being very ambitious in the storytelling. I just don't think it pays off.
That's Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. He joined us on Skype. He highly recommends Flight, but he says The Details could have used more work before it was released.